The proportion of top grades awarded to candidates in this year's Leaving Certificate has risen significantly compared to last year, with the number of students achieving H1s in some popular subjects rising by up to more than 7 percentage points. More than 61,000 students will receive their results from 10 o'clock this morning. They include just over 3,000 who sat the Alternative Leaving Certificate Applied programme. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
The grades that the class of 2021 received today are the product of a two-pronged process believed to be unique across the world. While most education systems opted for either assessed grades or exams, Irish students were offered a choice of either or both in each individual subject, and they were promised that they would be awarded whichever score was higher. Perhaps not surprisingly, grades are up this year compared to last by an average of 2.4%. The increase is greatest across many higher level subjects. The proportion of students receiving a H1 in maths is up by 6.5%, for instance. It's up by more than 3% in English. These increases are likely to fuel a rise in points for many college courses when CAO offers are made next Tuesday.
A man in his 50s is due to appear in court this morning, charged in connection with the murder of Conor O'Brien in County Meath last week. The body of the 19-year-old from Goree in County Wexford was found in the driveway of a house in Enfield last Friday morning. Gardaí arrested a man in Carlow on Tuesday on a separate offence. He was then questioned over the killing. Tributes have been paid from across the world of politics to Pat Hume, widow of the late SDLP leader and Nobel Prize winner John Hume, who has died after a short illness. President Michael D. Higgins said her life was one of total commitment to community and the possibilities of peace. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
Pat Hume wasn't an elected politician, but was regarded as a colossus within the SDLP. She worked alongside her husband from the beginning of the civil rights movement in Derry in the 1960s, and he described her as his most trusted political advisor. Her death at her home in Derry yesterday after a short illness comes just over a year after the death of her husband. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said Mrs. Hume had made it her life's work to bring peace and stability to this island. Former US First Lady Hillary Clinton tweeted that Pat and John Hume had both made the world a better place and set an example for all. Current SDLP leader Colm Eastwood said it would simply not have been a peace process without her. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald paid tribute to the courage, generosity and risks taken by Pat and John Hume to achieve peace. The Hume family said funeral arrangements will be announced in due course and will adhere to COVID guidance.
Reports say at least 45 people in the northeast of the United States are now known to have died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Ida. The worst hit areas were New York and New Jersey. The governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul, pledged to make addressing the growing threat of extreme weather events a priority. She warned that climate change meant people would have to deal with such conditions more often. Police in New Zealand have shot dead a man who stabbed and injured six people in a terror attack at a suburban supermarket in the country's largest city, Auckland. Three people are said to be in a critical condition. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said the attacker, inspired by so-called Islamic State ideology, was a known threat.
The individual was under constant monitoring, and it was the police surveillance team and special tactics group who were part of that monitoring and surveillance that shot and killed him within, I'm told, the space of roughly 60 seconds of the attack starting. The terrorist is a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in October of 2011.
Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has said he will not run for re-election as leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party this month, effectively ending his tenure in office after just 1 year. Announcing his intention to resign, the Prime Minister said he wants to focus his immediate efforts on fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. A general election must be held in Japan by late November. Mr. Suga, who is 72, had been widely expected to seek re-election, but polls indicate his support ratings have dropped significantly in recent months. A woman in her 20s died in a road crash near Kilbeggan in County Westmeath yesterday evening. Gardaí say the incident happened on a minor road at Ballinagore shortly after 8:15. The woman was the sole occupant of the car and no other vehicle was involved. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy this morning with mist and fog clearing. Occasional sunny spells will develop throughout the day and it will be mainly dry with just a few light passing showers. Highest temperatures 16 to 19 degrees.